Glory to the Son of God. Glory be to you, Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to you, Son of God.
The Son of God, the Son of God, the Son of God, the Son of God. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Son of God. Son of God, 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 Jesus Christ, the 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 Son of God, the Son of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Son of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of God, Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, yo, hey, hey, 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 yo, hey, hey,
this is Son of God University. I mean, Son of God, S-U-N, the I am power of God, Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ. The I am power of God, Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ. Yo, hey, bo, hey, 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 Son of God University, we back on the scene, and with Glorious Day Sunday, and we thank you for listening. Today we're going to talk about Adam Adenodon, and we're going to talk about him, how the creation, and what happened back in that time. And so as we start here, we're going to talk about the Garden of Adam. And we're going to have my brother to start on that right now.
Glory to God. Sister Katabate, namaste, sweetheart babies. Good day. Allegato, namaste. Assalamu alaikum. And the God of the peace of God, Jesus, be with you. The God is Jehovah Shalom. And all the greatest Kamasaka from the Philippines. And also Katokosila and Asapatipo from the Royal Republic of Thailand. Greetings into the great United States of America. The time on the Pacific Los Angeles coast, 8 p.m. program. Our timing for the people around the world, and you adjust your time, and you are now hearing us live. We thank the BBS wonderful network radio program that we have this privilege to glorify our creator, Jesus. Now, in the kingdom of Jesus, we're speaking about the Adenodon. Adenodon was the first DNA experimentation of the human that was made by the creator. The creator decided to make this man out of human form, or the dust of the earth. There were five dirts of the earth. All races come out of Adam, or Adenodon in the original. Adenodon was in the mind and the heart of the Almighty God, and before Adenodon was formed on the earth, he and all of us together were alive in the spirit world. In the heavenly realm, we were spirit children, and the great Jehovah, the grandfather of all, decided to make the first human experimentation. And through the experimentation, he was happy inside of himself. And I will quote some of the original scriptures in the book of Genesis. God, the Almighty, Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, Jehovah, in the beginning of time, before time was time, in the millenniums of infinity, the great God said, let there be light. Light existed, light was, light was not created, light always was. And through the creation of light came the universes, and out of the universes was produced the galaxies, and out of the galaxies was produced the stars and planetary systems, and out of the planetary systems was produced the suns, and the suns out of the suns produced the moons, and then the mass of water and all of the planetary systems was formulated. All this creation was formulated by light. Nothing was made in vain. Nothing was made out of nothing, as people have been saying. And some pastors say that the creator God, Almighty Jehovah, Allah Jehovah, created the world out of nothing. That is the April Fool's joke. The Almighty God, creator Jehovah, and his glorious Son, Jesus Christ, created the world out of divine light. We are valuable people and valuable things because we were formulated out of the Zoom light of Christ. So as the great Almighty was teaching his son Jesus, or Jesus Christ, how to make this first man a hybridon, he was formed from the atoms and rays of light and of the dust of the ground. Because remember, in the ground, everything has rays of light and energy. So as the great Almighty, Jehovah, created the physical form and put it together, and made all of the flesh and the body parts and everything, and then the eyes were formulated, and the esophagus tube, the inner organs, and the other organs. And then the great one says, now I have made man a living soul. And the scripture says that God breathed into man, and man became a living soul, a living being. And God was happy, ecstatic, and he said, this was very good, what I have made. And then God taught the man and raised him up and everything, and taught him in the garden. And that's what the question comes about, the garden that was made for him in paradise. And Atiwadom was such a high God being. He was made by the Almighty God. He was Atiwadom was a junior God. Why do I say junior God? Because he was made directly from the hands of the Almighty Jehovah and Jesus Christ. So therefore, he was in the image of power. He was in the image of lightness. And this wonderful being, he glowed with fire and light and majesty and purity and power. He had no negative and had no goals of sin in him. And so therefore, as he was made, he was put in the garden and angels served him. And angels came to him, fed him. He was able to eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. And he was able to look into the heavens, and the heavens were open to Atiwadom. And he saw the Almighty God, Jehovah, and he saw the great Son of God, Jesus Christ, on the throne of glory. He saw the angelic beings, Michael and the archangels, and they had beautiful long hair. The Father God, Jehovah, has beautiful long flowing hair. And the Son of God, Jesus, he has beautiful long flowing hair. And the angelic beings, they have long flowing hair. Look at the girly boys. They have all this long hair. And Atiwadom, when God made Atiwadom, he had beautiful, long, flowing hair down to his butt. He was a handsome, beautiful, strong, muscular guy with the qualities of Almighty Jehovah. And so therefore, as this wonderful being was made, God said, it was not good that man should be alone. I've got to create him a female partner. So God, in his infinite intelligence, he put Atiwadom to sleep, and he reached inside of Adam. Now notice the coolness and the mightiness of Jehovah. He reached inside of Atiwadom in his being and pulled out DNA. We know that some scriptures say he took a rib. But you look deeper, it's in the DNA molecule that the Almighty God experimentation. He pulled out, and voila, a female chick. Good boobs, beautiful shape, everything. Long flowing hair, beautiful skin. You know, so this God is an intelligent one, and he created Atiwadom and his wife. And then the lady came out and said, and then Atiwadom looked like, wow, this is fascinating. She is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And she got good upper body. I like it. So therefore, they were made for each other. Now, before that, there was Adam's and God. There were Adam's creatures, or shall we say, the animals. That Almighty Jehovah had told Adam to name all the creatures of the beasts of the field, and to name all the sea creatures. And all the animals was given a name by Atiwadom. And they were subjective to Atiwadom. They didn't growl. They didn't bite. They communicated, and they talked the same language. So the power of the Almighty was strong. And through this, Atiwadom and Laiva were on the earth, and they began to glorify the Almighty.
All right. And then as the creation continues, okay, Lilith was the first one that was created. We're going to go back some.
Yes.
And she was pulled out, like my brother said, she came out of Adam. And Adam was astounded, you know. So he said, don't touch this tree. This is a tree of life.
Yes.
He told him all the rules and regulations. Then one great day, she went and took of that fruit. She took it, she ate it. Now, this was some kind of marijuana. Mm-hmm. They say an apple, that's coded. Basically, it was some kind of marijuana that they took. Because, well, see, when you take the marijuana, it opens up your chakras. It goes another way. And it doesn't go like the Jesus Christ way. So then after that, she took upon herself, she levitated up to the heavens. Because it was open, remember?
Right.
It was open up there. We could see. He could see Jehovah. He could see Lord Jesus Christ. He could see Michael, Gabriel. So she's levitating up. She gets up there. She puts her hands on her hips. She she gets the finger. Okay, now this nigga bite, she starts talking to the father, telling him basically how she should be where the Lord Jesus Christ is. She should be at that throne. It's she that deserves that. So basically, Jehovah sits back. He's cool. Mm-hmm. The brother man Jesus, he's cool.
Yeah.
You get Michael, he's looking. You have Gabriel, the messenger, he's looking. You have all these other angelic beings, and I'm not going to bring the names into it right now. They're looking. This lady's just, and then she's going off, and then she gets so bad by saying it that she starts to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That's an unforgivable sin.
Right.
She starts to say some stuff that I don't even want to say.
Right.
After that, she's thrown to the earth. Basically, she went to hell.
Yeah.
She went to the hell. She fell. Now, check this out. This happened. She fell. Adam didn't take the fruit.
Right.
She did. Nothing happened because the man is the God of the planet here. Man has power. And that's what we're trying to say. The man is the head of the family. He's the God of the earth. Nothing happened because he didn't take the fruit. And so she went down. Going back a little, we're going to translate back how it was a war in heaven. My brother's going to talk about that next time, but I'm just going to bring it to your fruitation right to give the clear picture. So, Halo, he was over the choir, the big archangel, you know, a musical choir. The same thing. He wanted Jesus' position. Everybody wants this Lord Jesus Christ position. So it was a war. So then, make a long story short, Michael the archangel and his troops came and cast him and a third of the angels that followed him to the earth. And so in the earth, my brother's going to bring the scripture of how the earth was in shallows and all that, because it was perfect. When they came out here, volcanoes start going off, tsunamis start going off, earthquakes, because, see, it's a negative vibration. They're bringing a negative vibration to a perfect world here. So meanwhile, after that happened, Jehovah and Lord Jesus Christ, God Jesus Christ, had to come back and recreate the earth because it was in shadow. So after they recreated the earth, okay, we're going back to the Eden now. So then after the second DNA experiment,
yes.
Jehovah is so merciful. Okay, out of the DNA comes out of Activadome, and it comes Laiva, my Lord, this chick was beautiful. I'm talking about she was stunning.
Yeah.
She was some chick. I mean, whoa, you thought Laiva was some, Laiva was a stunning, stunning chick. And she, Adam was so, he couldn't believe it. More beautiful, more gorgeous. It's just like, whoa, look at this chick. Whoa, he was just astounded. Now, he got fascinated on her beauty. Her beauty was astounding, I'm going to tell you. It was just so glorious. And he just, oh. So, you know, meanwhile, too, you know, like Adam, when he was in the garden, basically, the difference between planet Earth and other planets, planet Earth has negative unemployed cherubims. That means, like, the negative forces that came down, angelic beings, they came down, and they have to get into a being. They want your body. They have to get into a being. So they were speaking through cows and stuff like that to Laiva, trying to get to her, you know. And so that's why I brought that in the picture, because other planets don't have that. See, this planet has that. So he was speaking to her, this beautiful cow. He was speaking to her about that tree of life. Oh, you'll know all things. Come on. You know, so basically she took it. And then Adam took it because of her beauty, you see.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of men do today. They do, because remember, you're the gods of the earth here.
Right.
It didn't fall. It can't fall until the man fall. So he took it, too, because of her beauty. He took his mind off the Christ-like. Basically, like my brother and I was discussing earlier, as far as he was so in love with the paradise that he had, he can look up in the heavens, see Jehovah, Jesus, all the angels, he didn't have to rely on the Christ light. He probably like put it aside. The word, it says that he walked with the cool of the day, the word. That was the Holy Ghost. It could be in Jesus sometime. Right. But it was talking to him about it. It was telling him, too, you're going to fall. Oh, I'm not going to fall. No, I'm not going to. It was telling him again, yeah, you're going to fall. Because remember, Jesus was slain before the foundation of the earth. So then the spirit world happened before the physical. So he said, you can fall. Oh, no. So they were walking through the garden, talking every night. So going back to that is that I just want to make a point that Jesus is a main focus point. Everybody wants his position. And this is not the end of it. This is just the beginning. You know, they want his position. Lewis went up there. Halo went up there. They both fail. And to this day, all these spirits are formed, these negative spirits on earth. They're trying to get into your body. They want your body. All this, they got to have a body being. A body being is powerful. Yes. And you got to know that you, as an individual, you have the Christ within yourself. He didn't have to pay attention to Christ's activity dome. He didn't, because he had it too good. He had this garden. He had all these angelic beings that did his bidding. They did the garden. They did this. They brought food to him. All he had to do was praise, he thought, Jehovah. That's
right,
what he was praising.
That's right. Yes. But see, the power is really real. It's like it lets you know that you got to keep the focus on the inner light within you and our beautiful first father activity dome. Like my brother said, he looked up in the heavens and he saw the creator in the body form, the celestial beings, Jehovah High, and the great glorious son, Jesus Christ. And then he saw endless gazillions of angelic beings. They were all around in different ranks, from Gabriel to Michael, the highest archangels, and then the cherubims and the seraphims and the demigods and all kind of other beings were there. And Hallel, there used to be the high praising one, was in charge of the praises to the creator, Hallel, which became Satan, or Lucifer, the fallen one, the fallen cherub. And in the scripture, in the book of Isaiah, Jay Susi, he quotes it, and he says, you know, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the heavens to the earth. Because, see, people, the angelic beings, they got the free choice. They got a choice what they can do and what they don't want to do. And common sense, if you're in that perfect paradise, still, you want to do the right thing. But some of them chose to do negative, so they had the first strike, went on in the heavens, and they rebelled against Almighty Jehovah High because they were jealous of Jesus Christ. Like my brothers say, everybody wants the position of Jesus Christ. No one was qualified to sit beside the right hand of God, Jehovah High, except Jesus Christ. And so Lucifer and some of his gangs went down and said, you know, we got four angelic beings. We equal the one body being of Jesus Christ. And Jehovah says, I'm going to put it in slang. April Fools, go to school. Tell your teacher she is not a fool. You see, it was not true that they were brighter than Jesus Christ, because the scripture says that Jesus Christ is brighter than any being in the universe. The word of Christ is so enlightened and so illuminated, and you're going to hear a lot more on that when we do our Christmas manifestation in the summertime later this season. But it is so powerful about Jesus Christ, that the devils got jealous, and those 33% walked out of the heavens with Lucifer. And those are called fallen angels. And they are still fallen to the earth to this day. The scripture is being fulfilled from Genesis, the 6th chapter. It says the fallen beings, they are winged creatures. They're half beast, monstrosity looking, a giant, like Jolly Green giant looking characters. Probably worse than that. That's just a commercial. But these beings are monster species, and they come to cause havoc on the planet Earth. Now, to get back about the recreation, yes, before the fall, the Earth was in beauty. And then after the fall of Akibadam, when he went and probably smoked a blunt or herb or whatever that's strong, or ate some, because it was a very strong, strong herb of the earth and enticing. Like my brother said, you take that stuff and people have went into the mind of spirit, but they're going the wrong way. And they see visions and they see different manifestations. You can see the inside of your organs, and it's like, wow, that's fascinating. But that is the right way to do it, because it brings you down, and it's not the glorious, honorable high to experience. And so therefore, When Eva and gave the forbidden fruit to the man, and he ate it, and then they fell, and then the earth had to be recreated, like my brother said, caused a kind of volcanic eruptions and all kind of destruction on the planet. And then the Bible, that one, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the earth, and chaos. That's the second creation. They don't tell you about the first one because they don't got the records, but we do. But glory to Jay Susi. But it's like in that formulation that is stated that the when the God the Almighty Allah Jehovah, he said, "Let there be light," and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Because see, the waters is already there in that particular creation, because they don't tell you how they formed from the beginning of time. But that's another story for another time zone. But the good news that after Eva and Nativa Dom, after they ate the forbidden fruit, and they screwed up in a sense, they messed up. They were, before that, their clothes were of light. They had clothing of light. You must remember, my beautiful lovers, these people were dressed in the white light of Christ. They were not naked. They had clothes of light, radiation, glory, and beauty. After they fell from the glorified estate, they felt terrible. They felt so destructible because they looked so ungodly because they took off the God nature. And so, therefore, they hid themselves. And the scripture said, and they said, "Why are you hiding yourself? We are naked. Who told you you were naked?" said the Almighty One. He says, "Well, no one really, but our negative actions let us know we don't feel the glory of light that we once had." And so therefore, that was a shameful, a hellish experience on the planet Earth. But the good news that the Redeemer of the world, God Jesus, and the plan was made that he would come forth into the world and to redeem, and he had communication with Ativa Dom. But what people don't recognize, if Ativa Dom would have kept his eyes, and La Eva would have kept their eyes focused on the divine light of Christ, the Holy Spirit of love, if they would have kept their mind and consciousness of the awareness, they would not have fallen. And it would be beauty, and people and women would not have to bring forth children today in agony and pain. But because of that negative fall, and because of that their lack of vision, so that's why we tell you, my beautiful loves, you must keep your mind focused on the inner Christ light, the Holy Spirit of promise. You must recognize the God within, the everlasting power. Because if you take your mind off of the internal energy inside of you, you're going to be a dilly wing. You're not going to feel too good. You're going to fall by the wayside. Because you cannot love yourself, or you cannot do it by yourself, but with the help of this Holy Helper that lives within you. And as you glorify the Holy Helper within you, all things will work together for your good, and you will feel excited in this great job, Jesus Christ Almighty.
Move along with as far as the man having dominion.
Yes.
Adam had dominion over the earth. That's the same thing as every man today. He has dominion over his actions, over his family,
yes,
and love and guidance, not domination. Man is the king. He is the representative of Lord Jesus Christ. When you see a man, that's what he represents. Matter of fact, when a man shed tears, nature, the trees wilt. Only man. Man is a powerful being.
Yes.
And we're here to tell you about man, how he should conduct himself, who you are. You are the representative. You are the Jah Jesus of the earth. You are as in his image. You are. Remember, Adam was created. You know, he didn't come from a baby.
That's right.
You know, he looked at himself. Remember, he was all five races. I mean, he was going with red, some little blue. I mean, this guy was gorgeous. He had the long hair. I mean, he was something else. And two, about the hair, going back to the hair.
Yes.
The hair is very essential. All of the masters had the hair. Now, you know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of Judah had it. Jah Jesus, Jehovah has it. Allah Jehovah has long, flowing white hair. All the angelic beings,
yes.
Michael, the warring angel, Gabriel, the messenger of Allah, all these beings have long hair. Lord Krishna, long hair.
Yes.
Lord Buddha, Gautama Buddha from India, had long hair. All these beings. Lord Zarasta had long hair. Hair is an energy with hair. Basically, it's your antenna to the cosmos. It's your antenna to the Christ light. It's just your antenna to receive energy, light, wisdom, knowledge when you have the hair. The hair is a protective force. You know, when you're a bald head, negative forces can get into your being very, very easy, very easy. It's very simple. People think long hair. No, it's a reason why these beings have long hair. They are representing what you should have. You know, hair is very, it's a sacred thing. I know a lot of people cutting their hair and stuff. You have the free will to do what you want. But the revelation is hair is powerful. When you have hair, you possess the light. You get more light. You get more knowledge. You get more understanding. Not that a bald head can, but it's very difficult because you don't have the antenna. You're not, you can kind of say you're not connected. I'm not going to say that, but in a way, you're kind of not connected. You know, so hair is very essential. Going back to man, man, he's the lord of the family. He guides his wife, not in domination,
right,
in love. Not to say he's not, he's the king. Let's say, I hear some people say, oh, I'm going to put you in the doghouse. I mean, that's like, Jesus looks at like, publicitos, you don't know who you are. How is somebody going to put you in something that came out of you? You are the Lord. You are the God. You are the junior God. I put you the God of the earth. I put you, the people, dominion over the earth.
Yes.
Not in cruelty, not in madness, not in forcefulness, but in love, humanity. That's when you enjoy Jesus Christ, doing the principles that we're saying. You are the head of your family. You are the guide. Know that. You have to believe in the Christ within yourself. First of all, you have to get in touch with that God within you,
right,
the Father within you, the Holy Ghost within you. Every single being on this planet is born with that. I don't care where you come from. You have that within yourself. You have that feeling. When I'm talking to you now, like we said before, it's a feeling. You can feel it. The Bible's here is to bring you back to that feeling. It's not to really to memorize scriptures. That's fine. Jesus will shake your hand. Good job. I'm saying it in mockery. Basically, he wants you to get in tune with the Christ within you.
Yeah.
That's your hope. Remember, in Colossians 1:27, the Christ in you, what was hid up from the foundations of the earth? It was hid up.
Mm-hmm.
It was hid for a reason, because in Atlantis, they had all this knowledge, and they went crazy. They had all these inventions. That's why you see that water over there. It's only one ocean, the Pacific Ocean. That's why we say the West is the best, because the Pacific is the real ocean. Over there, it was some stuff that was done with the Christite. They just really went wild and crazy over there with invention, with themselves, and it got out of hand. Some people say it was thrown out and stuff, some water, they had to bury it. It's a lot of stuff that happened. We don't want to get into it, but doing the negative stuff, that's what happened. But this is the new day. This is the age of the Holy Ghost. This is going to judge you. It's not so much Jesus. The Holy Spirit, which is everywhere present, is in you. You breathe it. It's all around you. It's all through you. It's all through the universe. The dark matter, what the sciences say. As you look on our website, you'll see that blue. It's blue.
Blue, yes.
And it has that Christ-like crystal in it. That energy force is within you, and that's what we want you to concentrate on. That's what you want to do. Like it says, a man is the head of the family, and he's the Lord. And he says, I want you to love your wife like the church. So basically, see, you are a man. You are a God. So basically, you got to take a lot of stuff off the woman. You got to be way, you got to be like God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, basically, when he was on this earth, God, Jesus, he had poo-poo thrown at his face. He had a lot of stuff that's not written in the Bible. He had to take a lot of stuff. And so you as a man or your wife, your wife may hit you. You don't supposed to hit her back.
Okay.
Your wife may cuss you out. Remember, you're the God. You got to act like a God. You got to become a God.
Yes.
You know, you are the gods of the earth. You got to start acting like it. You can't hit her. You got to love her. You got to hug her. Remember, as the church, see, Jesus is head of the church. Just like he's head of the church, you're over your wife. You got to have, you have a love, but then you got to have a higher love for her, too. By guy, nobody, you probably haven't heard this before, and you probably won't, because this is Son of God University. We're back on the scene. We're back to get you right where you're supposed to be. So as we do that,
yes,
you activate.
You get that right, baby, because the name of the game is that you want to love your wife like Jesus Christ loved the church. Because the scriptures are said in the book of the Church of Corinth and throughout the apostolic scriptures, as Jesus Christ is the ruler and the head of the church, which is the body of us. We're the body of the Christ. And so therefore, as Jesus Christ loved the church, so must man love his wife. And that is very powerful. And then likewise, the wife must also love husband and be in love with the husband. Because when wife and husband love together, husband and wife, they become bond oneness. And that is, as the Apostle Paul said, I speak a mystery. I speak of this revelation of Christ and his church. So therefore, when you are married to one wife, and you don't have sex with only one wife, and you produce children with only your one wife, and so therefore, you work the higher laws of the universe, and you don't break the negative laws and become a whoremonger. And so therefore, by doing that, there's peace in the valley, peace in the city, peace in the mountaintop, peace at the seashore, peace on the beach. Because when you are loving your mates, that's the highest love on the earth, when mates are in love with one another. And then higher than that is the love for the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Gloria. And so therefore, there is scripture, you know, for those who don't want to acknowledge it, and there is reference throughout many scrolls about this great love for men and women. And that's what Akipidom and Laiva, the example was that way back in time, God spoke and Jehovah said, shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife and become one flesh? You see, the oneness is a union of love, liberty, and the pursuit of ecstasy and happiness. And so therefore, today, it's like it's time to wake up and be not asleep and drunk in spiritual drunkenness and recognize the love. Now, like my brother was talking about the hair, it's very important. And I know what some of the Orthodox Christians are going to say. Now, the Apostle Paul told the Corinthian church, it's a shame for a man to have long hair. Does not nature itself teach you it's a shame? Hell no. He said hell no on BB Ash. Well, let me set the record straight. Paul spoke that not by the Holy Spirit of Christ, but the Holy Spirit of Christ wrote what Paul stated. Was Paul wrong in stating that? Not so. Paul was speaking about the whoremongering prostitution that was going on in that particular city, in Athens, in various places. And so the men would take, they would wear long hair, and the women would wear short hair, reverse. That was a sign of whoredom. The women that were short hair, they were the hookers on the street. And the pimps were the men that wore their hair long in mockery of what Jesus Christ already ordained. And so therefore, because when the Apostle Paul spoke that scripture, if you read it on down the line, he says, this is not the Lord Christ speaking, but this is a brother. I say these words. We have no customs, he says, in the church of God that you have to have short hair or, you know, that doctrine. But that was like a temporary, he's about the long-haired short hair because it was so many prostitution and going on. And, you know, like some people got a sign, if you wear deep red lipstick, that's a sign of whoredom. So some churches forbid their women from wearing lipstick. You know, is it a sin? No, but it's just let you know what the culture of that time was. But like my brother said, in every age in this height, they have long hair. You see, Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha, Lord Jesus Christ, the angelic beings, sweetie, my brother, sweetie, myself, we get long hair, everybody. It's like it's just beautified. And you feel goodified, and you feel, you know, you just feel wonderful. So it's no crime to have long hair, because many people in the Republic of Thailand have long hair in the Philippine Islands, and the boys and the girls look alike. And the Apostle Paul spoke about that. Neither male nor female in Christ Jesus, all are as one, because everybody even had long hair back in the day. You see, so that's some power with the electrolyte energies and the electrons and the protons and the neutrons connecting with your hair, because the hair is an electrified vibration that energizes you and through the Christ-like energy. So this is excitement when you recognize that the hope is within inside of us is this precious jewel, the divine white light of Jesus Christ. And as the light stirs up within us and all around us, and as you begin to follow the principles of love, you say, wow, this marriage union is so beautiful, so fantabulous, because like my brother said, there's no domination of man over the woman, or woman over the man. But have you noticed, my beloved, lately, in the last 22.5 years, a lot of women are becoming hardcore men or acting like men, and or they're becoming like more aggressive. And that's got to change. Every sex, male and female, must be feminified, because if you don't manifest the feminine love of Jesus Christ, you're going to have a rough marriage. You're going to be knocking somebody in the head and things be going around. So it's imperative to get in touch with that inner Christ, because with that inner spirit, that Holy Spirit of fire, that is the power that molds you into youthfulness. It molds you into femininity. It molds you into love. And you're not threatened by your sex, because you say, hey, I got the love, you see, because you got the love of the life. And so therefore, when the manifestation of that divine love of the light is manifesting in you, I tell you, sweetheart, you will feel so beautiful. You will feel peace with yourself. First of all, you got to love yourself. The great commandment that Jesus Christ taught us, and I shall love the Lord thy God, the Lord Jehovah Hai, with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy might, and all thy strength. That's the God inside of you. You got to love the eternal energy inside of you with all the love, because if you don't love that, then the eternal living light of the Christ inside of you, you're going to become a ding-dong bat, and you don't want to become a bat-dong-ding. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, my brother. And we're going to, as we talk about that, I want to stress, my Eva was Indonesia.
Yes.
She was an Indonesian with some Spanish, mm-hmm. and I didn't say that before as far as, when she came out, she was an Indonesian race with a tidbit of Spanish. She was very a beautiful chick. And getting back to that, a lot of our men, we took her on by the beauty of the woman. I'll do this for you, I'll do because she's beautiful. That's fine. But remember, you have the standards of Lord Jesus Christ. You, and you women, too, have, you know, you can speak up, too. Our father was saying, like, 76%. Of the marriages, men are sticking their dicks into women's asses. Let's be direct.
That's right.
You know, and that is not cool. I'm surprised that women would even do that. You're talking about your rights, and the king, why would you hurt your wife? Ooh, that is painful. 76% of marriages, and that's not in the U.S., that's in the free, like Europe, America, Canada are doing that. That's a high percentage. And this is marriages. I'm talking about like, I'm not talking about homosexual marriage. I'm talking about regular marriages are doing that. Now, that's not cool with God, Jesus Christ. You know, and like I said, I'm surprised that the women are doing it, letting it happen. I'm surprised men that you want to hurt your woman by doing something like that. Even animals don't do that. So that's really going sub-mortal, sub-animal. I mean, they do it. They do it a different species, but they don't do that. You know, come on. We are divine beings of Lord Jesus Christ. And another thing, too, 90% of men are having their dick sucked. Now, that, you know, people say, oh, we don't have sex. No. Lord Jesus Christ, no. Not in his rules. That you are, as far as you're doing it, that's sex.
Right.
Don't think you're getting out of it. Oh, because they're teaching that now, oh, it's cool. It's not cool. It's not cool to do that. If you want to do it, you have the free will. You can believe me that the Lord Jesus and angels around are seeing all that, and that is not cool. You have the fluid in you to create. A lot of people are just shooting the fluid left and right. That's divine light energy. That's creative energy. That energy was, that's like a Christ-like energy. That's, it'll transform your cells to young, to youthfulness and stuff. That's very important. Now, if you have sexual with your wife, fine. But all the time, and the father was telling us, like, at least they go 5 times. That's a lot of energy release, a lot of energy. Like when you do bodybuilding, they say you shouldn't have sex for 6 weeks or more. You know, they know that's your strength. You know, like even on the hair, going back to the hair, when Samson had his hair, that was his strength. Remember when he got it cut? Everything happened. Look, that's a sign right there. His hair cut, he lost his strength. That's physical, mental, spiritual, the whole ball of wax. So the thing about, too, when you're shooting all that sperm and going everywhere, you're getting weaker physically, mentally, and spiritually. And you're shooting, and there's a lot of wild stuff going on. We don't want to get into it, but the Father said there's a lot of wild stuff going on. And right now, we're going to get ready to take a break here, and our engineer knows what to do.
That's
so,
right. We heard Don. We love you. And we're back on the scene, baby, with the Son of God University. That's spelled S-U-N.
You got that right, baby.
And our Gmail is?
Our Gmail is with his JesusBaby@gmail.com. JesusBaby@gmail.com. Yeah, that's what it is, baby. JesusBaby@gmail.com.
That's right, baby. So if you want to communicate and ask a question and find out what's happening, then hey, here we are live. We are filled with love. We are filled with energy. And we are young and beautiful. And we said it humbly, joyfully, and righteously because the light of Christ, the Holy Spirit of love, lives inside of our temple being. Now, this is a very powerful and important subject about the semen, the life fluids inside of man and woman. It is very powerful. Like my brother had concluded at the early part that you don't want to have oral sex. That is not right. It is not righteous. I know it feels good to the people to do, but you got to wake up and look at the light of Christ and say, what does the eternal energy say? You're being sucked out of a, like you're in the black hole, being sucked out into an outer universe of darkness. You have to wake up and come to your senses. And that's why our first parents felt, because they took their eyes and their minds off the light of Christ, and they looked at those beautiful tidies and looked at those beautiful bodies. And then they begin to fall, and the lower part of the nature begins to ripen. They become whoopsie doopsie. And so, therefore, you know those people that they have a oversex, they do too much ejaculation, they look old, they look wrinkled, and they get baldy, like Bozo the Clown look on the top of their head. And a lot of that happens because you do too much oversex. And that's why this program is necessary to educate all the people on planet Earth. We are here live on planet Earth to let you know that you don't have to go down the wayside. The beautiful Christ energy is a vibrant force. It is love, compassion, beauty, righteousness, health. This energy, you got to really work up. You got to give glory to this power that's in you. You got to know that the inner God, the light of Christ, this glorious force that Jesus Christ was in love with, he magnified this power. That's what kept him and pass all his tests and all the weaknesses that he felt. Remember, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, the first Adam was made Atibadom, a quickening, a living soul being. And the last Adam, or the second Adam, was made a quickening spirit. And so, therefore, Jesus Christ came on the scene, and he gave everyone the power of the eternal energy inside of his temple. And so, therefore, by having this Holy Spirit light of Christ, that power will help you from ejaculation, unnecessary sexual activity. And if you don't believe it, just rectify it. Talk to the Holy Spirit. So, you know, remember the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus, baby. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I'll give you an example. Oh, Jesus, baby, sweet son of the Father. Oh, great light of Christ within me. Thank you for giving me power to overcome oral sex. Thank you for giving me the power from just doing regular sex, unauthorized, unmarried sex, or excess sex with my wife or the husband. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the power. You have to be down to earth. You must be honest with yourself. You must be honest with the Christ within you, because dig this, my beloved. Next time you do sex unauthorized, you know, people that go into these parks, they be having this unauthorized sex, and the police come by and give them a ticket or catch them or chase them away, then they come back again like flies. Let this be a open thought to you. When you go to have crazy sex and wild kind of activities, know this, that over gazillions of angelic beings are looking at you. They see in every thought. When you look up on the clear day in the heavens, you see all the stars, and look at the stars and looking at you. All those beautiful planets up in the heavens and the asteroids. Know that every angelic being, every divine God, transfigured being and saint that is in the heavens, Mother Mary, Anna, Skyrin, Christine, Mercy, Elijah, St. John, the Apostle, Enoch, Moses, and all the beautiful transfigured beings of Felipe, known as Philip in English language, they are looking at you weeping like, oh, Susie, why you do that? Why don't you come to your senses and repent? You see, you're not ever unseen. You are. You might not be. You might hide from some mortals on the earth. You might hide from the policia, but I guarantee you, first of all, you got God, Jehovah, the Father of all. And then you got the Son of God, Jesus. They're looking at you. That's enough right there. But when you get the billions of gods and gazillions of gazillions of exzillions of angelic beings looking at you, and that's shameful. You know, become conscious of that. Then on the same thought, just think all those angelic beings and holy gods can help you overcome. If you're insidious in your mind and you got a Down syndrome and you got a weakness that's bringing you down, call on Ghostbusters. Who is Ghostbusters? Jesus Christ. You see, so who are you going to call? Call Ghostbusters. So as you pray to Jesus and you talk to Jesus, you will get the strength, you will get the power, and you will be the true man of your family. And the woman, she can't get in the way because she masturbates too. You know, this stuff needs to be talked about. They cover it up in the churches. Some churches talk about it, but many don't talk about it because they think it's a shameful subject. No, this is education, baby. You are having a sex education class tonight because at Tiberdome, you know, he was made by Almighty God, Jehovah High, and Jesus Christ. And then he took the woman out again. We talked about the first one, Lilith, who fell to the hell. And then the other beautiful chick, Laiva, she came out, and then she messed up. And then they had to repent and talk to the Creator Almighty. And then after that, then each person come from heaven, born a woman. But the first woman was snatched out of man, or taken out of man by the Almighty. So therefore, this is phenomenal, with the DNA experience that our Father created, made it happen, and now we're beautiful beings with two nipples, we have two eyes, one nosy, with two holes, two ears, two butt cheeks, everything is two arms, two, you know, unless you're quadriplegic, and may the internal energy bless you, and may your limbs grow out and be healed. But just think, my beautiful lovers, I tell you, this is fantabulous. Just to look at the creation of the human body. The human body is so fantabulous. It is so magnanimous. It is so glorious. It is so exalted. Man is a powerful being on the planet. And when women and man get together, and it's not so much as sticking it in, but the main thing is you cuddle your wife, you hug your wife, you embrace, you kiss her, you love her, you kiss her neck, she kisses your neck, you feel her. You see, you got to have that feminine kind of feeling, and it's not a crime to hug men. Men should hug men. Women should hug women. That's how it's done in Asia. That's how it's done in India. That's how it's done in Ethiopia. That's how it's done in Pakistan. That's how it's done in Afghanistan and in the Philippine Islands and right here in the Royal Republic of Thailand and the beautiful Puget Sound Northwest. Wake up, people, and love, love, love. The name of the game is love.
Jesus, baby. Yeah, that's what it is. Jesus, baby. Also, don't forget the power of the name.
Yes.
Jesus. Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Jah Jesus, when you say that, that invokes the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That has it flow. As you say that, that name is powerful. You know, when you say that name, Jah Jesus, in your consciousness, in your mind, whatever, out loud, that energy is ready to explode. It's ready to come alive. It's quickening into you.
Yes.
In every atom is that Jah Jesus seed. And it,
exactly.
When you say Jah Jesus, it's like, woo,
yes.
It lights up. It lights up, Jah Jesus. It's ready to work. It's ready to activate, Jah Jesus. That's when people sing about Jesus, even in the churches.
Yes.
Like we always say, if you're scared, go to church. You always in church, because church is within your consciousness.
Yes.
He said, I'm always knocking. I'm knocking at the door. He's knocking at the consciousness of your door. Your closet is within your consciousness. Basically, you are the walking church. You don't really need to go if you want to go to church, or if you're scared, go to church. But the point is, you're always in church.
Yes.
Angels are always around you. You have two angels always around you. Average person has two angels around them. Then as you praise Jesus, you start getting legions of angels that's around you. And they're willing to help you. They're willing to help you. As you talk to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit activates the angels to help you. They activate it. You get more and more angels as you praise Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. See that name. You praise that name.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, as you want to be a sucker mind, you want to suck on the dicks, when you suck, all that energy comes from your head. It
right.
comes down. It comes from your mind. It sucks it down. That's not good. And that's why you see a lot of men that's bald up there, because it's being sucked down. It's pulled down. That's not good. Now, when it comes out naturally when you have sex with your wife,
mm-hmm.
that's different. But when it's pulled down, you start to get a bald spot in your head. Usually that's what it is from, because the succubines, they suck it, they pull, they force it. That's why you shouldn't suck. It's a reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't suck because it's pulling that life force from your brain. And then all of a sudden your hair, it doesn't grow there anymore. You have a bald spot. And then people just start shaving their head because they most likely, not all the time, but 9 times out of 10, they were succubines. Somebody is sucking on them. pulling that life force out. That's life force. That's Christ-like energy in the physical form.
Right.
You don't want to mess with that. That keeps you young. That keeps you healthy. That keeps you strong. That keeps you, keep your body, keep your heart ticking. That life force is very essential, you know. You don't want to screw around with it and flowing everywhere, doing it, sticking in the father's face, sticking in the ear, under the armpits, all this stuff. I just thought, hey, I don't want to hear no more of that. But the point is, I'm bringing what he said. You don't want to do those kind of things, you know, for your own good. Not for me, for your own good, for your own benefit. If you need help, call on Jah Jesus. Because, you know, you can talk to the personal being, Jah Jesus,
yes,
too.
That's right.
Sometimes you want to talk to the personal being. That's legal.
Yes, it is.
That's legal. He hears you. Talk to the personal being. Or you just want to talk to your Christ-like. That's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can talk to the Christ-like or the physical. I mean, he's on the press. He can hear everything you say. Everything. He knows what you're thinking.
But how can Jesus, the Christ, the physical God, how can he hear you when he's in the heaven, my brother?
Oh, he's in collab? You know, he has his own heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know.
Right.
He has his own heaven, collab. He's omnipresent. Through the Holy Spirit, through his Holy Spirit, he can hear everything. He can separate every person's thought, individualized at the same time. He's a God.
Yes.
That's why you call him Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He's over all lords. Lord Buddha, he's over him. He's over Lord Krishna, whatever lord you know. He's over Lord Muhammad. He's over that. He's Lord of Lords. And so he has that title. Everybody's trying to take that title from him, as we did before, because it's a powerful title that he has, the Son, the Savior of the world. This is his favorite planet. You know why?
Yes.
Because he came down in physical form, and he came down for you. I mean, he felt every pain we feel, everything we do. If you're going through something, heartbreak or whatever, he felt it. He felt if you have extra sexual tendencies that's out of control, he felt it. He knows what you go through. That's why Jehovah, the grandfather, put him in charge. He said, because you know more than I do. You came in the physical body. I have a celestial body. But you came down. You felt him. So I'm putting you in charge. That's why his name is a power. When you say his name, it's a power. And when you, as you invoke that name, people are talking about invoking everything else, the name of Jesus Christ, which everybody knows, or Jesus, we always say that's a that's more pertaining to the energy.
Right.
You know, right now I'm having my brother explain what Jesus actually means.
Jesus, yes, that great name Jesus means I am powerful in Elyon energy in me. Elyon is ancient Hebrew for Elokotokosikanamapapolokida. Can you repeat that, audience? I won't expect you to say that, but it is the invisible, omnipresent energy, the almighty energy, the all-loving energy, the all-merciful energy, the all-healing energy, the all-purifying energy, all put in one word, Elyon, Elyon energy. So, Jesus, you recognize the allness of power that is inside of you. Like my brother said, Jesus, Jesus Christ is merciful, and it's legal to pray to Jesus. And we encouraged all of the Christian churches who say they're Christians, they really should get into Jesus Christ, and they won't be scared anymore. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They really praise Jesus. You know, I hear people, you know, this is a good subject, which you're going to get on in the next, probably next week, or, I mean, the next time we come on the air, which is the 16th, that many people have taken the Son of God and put him as a second-class citizen. No, 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 sweetheart, we don't do that. We don't make a Jesus Christ a second-class citizen. He is a supreme God King. He is the King of the kings, the Lord of the Lord. It is through Jesus, the Son of God, that baptizes you with Jesus' Spirit or Holy Ghost.
You got that right.
You cannot get the Holy Spirit unless you go to the prophet, the priest, the king, the master, the God, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus is the lover. He got so much love, and his hair is so beautiful and thick and long, flowing down his shoulders, down his back, past his butt. That guy is a loving God. I tell you, he is filled with love. How do I know? I experience. That's my man. That's my husband, man. I love Jesus Christ. He's the God of the planet, along with I, because Jesus lives inside of me, and I live inside of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ got some anointed beings walking the earth today to proclaim the everlasting gospel. He got elements walking around here talking about the truth of the Almighty God, Jesus Christ. You must realize that this saturated name, like my brother said, we cannot overemphasize that enough that when you call on the name, Jesus, or like she said, Jesus, Jesus, the devils, they tremble. They tremble, and pain leaves your body. That, I'm a witness to that today, just by calling on the name of Jesus. And many people are witness, when you call on that name, Jesus, 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 the energy flows through your being. Like my brother say, healing begins to flow because Jesus Christ is a loving God. And that name, Jesus, is really powerful.
Jesus, baby. And I want every man to give his Jesus wife a good hug.
Yes.
Feel her. She needs, a woman needs to be touched all the time. If you don't touch it, somebody will.
Yes.
So men, step up to the plate. Hug your wife. Kiss your wife. Even in the Bride of Christ, we're supposed to kiss and hug each other. Now, how much more are you supposed to do as your wife? You should kiss her, even though she may be mean to you, whatever thing you're going through, you kiss and you hug and you love her. You have to love her regardless, you know,
right,
of whatever. You have to have a higher love, as we said before, a much higher love than the regular love, even than what she loved you. More is required of the man than the woman. The
That's
man
right.
is in charge. When something happened in the garden, he asked Adam. He didn't go to Eve.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one he's coming to. How did you treat the flower? How did you go? Did you love your wife? Did you hug her? Did you kiss her? Did you feel her boobs? Did you rub her butt? It's okay. Let's not be religious. Oh, I can't do this.
Right.
Let's get down to facts. Rub her, hug her. She likes that. You need to do it. You need to activate it. You need to activate your love towards her instead of just talking about it and stuff like that. Hug her. Kiss her. She needs that. When you see her, you hug her and you kiss her. She needs that all the time. She may refrain, oh, I don't need it. She does.
Yeah.
And so that's our message today. And we're getting ready to sign off. And may Jesus be with you. May his light shine upon you. May that Christ-like energy zoom, zoom, zoom. It's nothing but a boom, boom, boom. So we get ready to leave here, and Don knows what to do.
And we'll see you next time on June 16, 2013, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age.
Yeah, people try to imitate, but we originate, baby.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!